Hi everybody, it's Michelle, and this is our second call in our new Story Mastery series. So excited to be here with you here today. Just like last week, I want to begin with Shavasana. We don't always these days, but I really want to because I want to settle my own energy. I'm so crazy excited about this series for you and so much that I want to share with you today. So let's all gather our energy so that we can really nail all the key pieces of this one element of story that we're going to dive into today that has the power to change everything for your business. So let's gather the energy first with Shavasana. And so in order to do so, as always, you can have camera on or camera off for this part, but just make sure you've got some space in and around you so that you're not bumping into walls or books or a desk or people. Create some space around you. Lie on your back if you can. If you can't, then being seated is fine. But if you're able to lie on your back, have your knees bent to begin, and press into the feet and take the flesh of the buttocks toward the heels, making space through the low back. Release one leg out and then the other. Let the baby toes drop to the floor. The rest of the toes follow. Relax the legs. For a moment, bend the arms, press into the elbows to lift and open the heart center. So press the elbows deeply into the floor, lift and open the heart center any amount. Shoulders are away from the ears, and then release the arms into a low V, palms up position. Arms are about 30 degrees away from the body. Have some support beneath your head so that your head is, so that your chin is lower than the forehead, or at least level with it. When our chin is up, our mind is busy. And we have so much busyness in our minds through the day often. Take this time for yourself to quiet the mind. Make sure the head supports, like a folded blanket, for instance. Could be a pillow if you want. A folded blanket is nice. Touches the shoulders but doesn't go beneath them. The practice of Shavasana will go deeper when you don't have that gap and you're only supporting the head. So have it touch the shoulders and not beneath. Details matter. If your low back isn't comfortable, raise the legs up on a couch or a chair, or place a rolled blanket or a bolster beneath the thighs. So make sure you're comfortable. Softly close the eyes. Make any adjustments you need to be comfortable. And then once you're comfortable, take comfort and find stillness. When the mind is busy, the body wants to wiggle and move. So use a little bit of will to, once you're comfortable, have the body be still. And as we stay here for a few minutes, when we still the body, the mind has a chance to quiet down. Not because we're forcing it to be quiet. A lot of people meditate for years and make this mistake. I'm going to make my mind be quiet by my force of will. And I'm going to push thoughts away. We could meditate for years, do Shavasana for years, and not actually make progress, not actually change our lives. Or it's more like tossing a pebble into a pond. The mind is like that ripple often, like when the pebble is tossed. Pebbles like that, those thoughts that are churning up the mind all the time. We don't need to push the pebble away. We don't need to go dig it out. We don't need to do anything with it. We just take some time and be still. And slowly the pebbles drop to the bottom of the pond. And the pond of its own accord becomes still. The mind of its own accord starts to get bored with all the thoughts that are churning. The body is still. The mind has a chance to become still. Not because you're forcing it, not because you need to, not because you have to. Just because the mind starts to settle down. As we take a few moments of quietness, a few moments at ease, where nothing is required, where you're not trying to accomplish anything. Just quiet moments taken for yourself, here and now. Your eyes are softly closed and let the eyes sink back toward the back brain. Helps the mind to become quiet. Imagine that the ears recede as well. So ears and eyes meet at a point of the back brain. Pratyahara, a withdrawal of the senses. Go inward. Watch the breath. And thoughts arise as thoughts will. It's the nature of mind. Don't worry about it. Just let the thought go as soon as you notice it, as just so unimportant right now. This so doesn't matter. You can always pick it up later. It might seem important. It doesn't matter. It's a practice to let it go over and over again. Just let it go and return to the breath. Feel the ease of breath. The ease of this moment here and now. Nothing to do, nowhere to go. Not doing, simply being, watching the breath. In this quiet moment, affirm that all is well. With this breath here and now, all is well. And then letting go of Shavasana as easily as you went in, not hanging on to anything. Coming out of Shavasana just begins with a thought that soon you will move. Separating out thought and action, thought and reaction, just a thought, nothing needs to happen. So we're not driven by a passing thought that comes by. Practice it here. Allow the breath to deepen. And slowly start to move in any way that feels good to you, right here and now. Shavasana places us in the here and now. Might be something different than what was wanted yesterday after Shavasana as you're coming out. How do you really want to move? What is it that you want? Do that. And bend the knees, roll to the right side. Unless for some reason you need to roll to the left. Roll to the right side. Take your time. Support your head. Softly open the eyes and keeping the gaze toward the floor. Slowly use your hands to press yourself up to sitting and return to our virtual circle. Camera on whenever possible because it trains that one pointed attention. So we're not multitasking. There is no such thing as multitasking. We're only ever code switching. And it's like going A1, B2, C3. It's tiring. One thing at a time. We get a lot more done. And we live better lives. So when you can, video on, if at all possible. Yay, Tracy, you're first. Nice to see you here. For a moment, I thought, oh, wait, did I get cut off? Are you guys, am I still with you? So it's nice to see you, Tracy, because I know you're still with me. And hi, Jasmine. Hi, Marie. Welcome back, everybody, to this part of our class, this circle. And I'd like to hear from one or two of you, maybe just a sentence, not more than a couple of sentences. What did you love here? What stays with you from this practice? What's opening for you now? Every practice is different. Who would like to share? Every time we do this, we get to see Jasmine. Another aspect of what this does for us, very simple practice, huge results. Jasmine.
So one, I apologize for being all wrapped up in bed. I'm not feeling well today, but doing the shavasana.
Hang on a second. You're here. You're not feeling well, and you're actually here. Good for you. So interesting that you wanted to start with an apology. I'd say good on you. You're here. Thank you.
For me, the moments of silence, I got so deep into the silence that I haven't felt like that since I've meditated when I first was introduced to it in high school, where sometimes I would drift off to sleep because I would just let myself still so much. And at one point I actually, became aware of just how silent everything was. And I had to open my eye to peek and check that I hadn't gotten disconnected from the Zoom call. And it was wonderful to see that it was just that lovely silence and being able to close my eyes back and then just drift off back into focusing on my breathing. And that was a deeper experience than I've had.
Jasmine, beautiful. So you mean to tell me you are not feeling well today, and in this short practice of Shavasana, you found a deeper silence than you found in years in a couple minutes?
Yes.
This is a powerful practice. Thank you for underlining that. Beautiful. Well, let's hear from one more of you. What did you love in this practice today? We train our focus. What we focus on expands. Always like, what did I love? What did I love? What did I love? It becomes our habit out there in the world. Who would like to share? There's a number of you here, not many of you that I can see yet. So who would like to share? Doesn't matter if we can see you or not, you can share. Who would like to share? What did you love? Lindsay, thank you. I knew there'd be a hand raised. I'm not afraid of the pause. People are just thinking. Lindsay, go ahead.
Well, I loved that when it was like time to come out. I came out a little bit early on my own accord because I knew I wanted to be in the pool and not have to like miss the in-between. And obviously I couldn't shavasana in the pool or I would drown. So
thank you for that. I was kind of thinking about that. Where did you do your shavasana?
I did it on the big deck underneath the sun sail and it was amazing. The flies were loving me, but it was just nice to be able to like come out and not feel like I was cheating because I was coming out a little bit early so that I could be ready and get in the pool and be here. So
Are you telling me that you maybe before would have had an inner story, an editor blocking you going, well, I can't do that thing that I really want to do because I'm supposed to do something else that is guided by somebody else. I'm not going to listen to my own inner heart. I'm going to do this other thing instead. But instead today, you followed your heart. You did what you longed for without some guilt, without some editor, so that you could have that clear, unencumbered action.
Yep.
Is that what I heard?
Yep. And it felt good.
And it feels good. Yes, exactly. Beautiful. I love it. Powerful practice. And not just in the practice itself. How we do anything is how we do everything. How am I coming into the practice? What am I making of this practice? And also sometimes am I trying to make something of it? I better be silent or else. It's like, let it be what it is. And those are two beautiful examples of beautiful practice today. Thank you. All right, a different call now. Anything burning to be said without which we can't go forward? So those are a call for, would somebody like to share? This one is, wow, I'm just bursting with this. I have to share this or else I can't think. Anyone? We're good? Okay, fantastic. So, wow. And Carly, thank you. I see you. Happy to be here today listening while driving to California. Hope everyone is well. Carly, drive safe, please, right? Pull over if you need to. Drive safely, please. All right. So, excuse me while I just pour myself a bit of water here. I've been doing so much preparing for this class, even though I've taught this for so many years in so many ways. And but I'm thrilled to be teaching it here. And what we're doing in, 8 weeks is what I've taught in year-long university classes before, right? We're doing it in 8 weeks. That's why I needed to slow down and go, what's the most important thing that you need to know that's real, that's implementable, that business owners need from all this about story, that you can actually use right here, right now, at the end of each and every call. So that's my aim, and also to make it understandable. I've been doing myself a lot of research in the field of story, even though I've done it for many, many years, just kind of looking at, poking around again at what's out there in the business world. And man, I read it, it's my field, and I find some of that stuff confusing. Like, so I won't mention the author, but I, you know, one of the books on about story for business on my shelf. And I was like, well, here's 100 things you need to do. Like, okay, but where am I supposed to start? And what's the most important? And, you know, here's some examples of a powerful story. Now go and do one like that. Yeah, but how does it apply to me, right? So there's, I'm not saying there isn't good material out there, but how do I wade through it all? And what if you didn't need to? What if instead we could do it right here, right now, and get the benefits of story in so many freaking ways, and class by class by class. So I'm so excited to be doing this with you over our, I think it's 8 weeks together, this of story mastery, create the stories that build your business. And that's exactly what's the promise of this class. How do we create the stories that build your business? How do we understand what the elements of story are so we can get a hold of each one of them and tweak them like tweaking the dials so that I end up with a different result. So I want to start, I'm going to start with some announcements. I'm going to talk a little bit, remind us where we were last time about the why of story and where we can use this. We're going to talk about Star Wars and see what's going on over there. So we've got a story touchdown. And Lindsay, you're right in the center of my screen right now. I know Lindsay is like, wow, not my favorite story. So whether you love it or hate it, doesn't matter. We're going to learn things from it that will impact our businesses right here, right now. We're going to do the deep dive training in the one element of story that is most overlooked, that is the most important place to start, that drives all story. Deep dive into what it is, why it matters, and how to use it. We'll dive into some examples, how to use it in different parts of our business. If we've got time, I don't know if we'll do this or not. We'll see. It's ambitious goals today. But we'll either do in small groups or I'll let you do out on your own. Like, how am I going to apply this in my business right here, right now? But I want to make sure that you understand the concept, that we in general together see where we apply it. We see, you know, why is it that we're watching Star Wars anyway? And how can we use it as a touchstone to remember stuff for our businesses, right? And then I'll give you some idea about what's coming up next week. So lots that I want to share with you today. So that's why I want to go slowly to go quickly. We rush through it all. We won't hear any of it. I want to do a deep dive into each of these elements. All right. So that's what we're doing today, I think. Announcements. Yoga for Entrepreneurs, that's tomorrow. I didn't even mention it last week, I don't think. It's just been in your inbox, so hopefully you've seen that. And I have, because we have two series going on right now, Story Mastery and the new Stories That Sell Now, I didn't know I was going to do that for you. And it's not a part of your package. I've just bonused you in. It's a $2,000 course. You don't have to come if you don't want to. I would be there. I think all of you put up your hand when I asked about that who's coming. So I've shortened up Yoga for Entrepreneurs because I know there's a lot right now. So I want to make sure that you have the possibility to attend and weave together all of these things. So tomorrow, in previous times, we've gone longer. Tomorrow in Mountain Time, it goes just from 10 to 4 o'clock. So shorter than what we've done before. And I'm going to tell you, we're doing it just in two blocks. But please, I didn't want to tell you this because I didn't want you to put something in the middle. Rest in the middle. Take care of yourself in the middle. All right. We're going to go approximately from 10 till 12 with a space and then 2 till 4. And I want to tell you a bit about what we're going to be doing. I'm super excited. We've never had a Yoga for Entrepreneurs day like this before. In the morning, you can gather some props around. If you've got some bolsters or blankets or a strap or maybe a chair, and don't worry, there'll be a moment to do that at the beginning. But if you've done Yoga for Entrepreneurs before and you know some of the things you've used before, have them nearby you and have a space where you're not going to be interrupted. And in the morning, we're going to be doing a potentially more active practice. And we're going to combine two things that we did at the Mexico at Home retreat. Shut, like what are the key poses that you need so that you can bring it home? I'm interested in not in that day. Yes, I'm interested in that day. But so you can use this throughout your year right from your home. That's the intention, right? So more active. And what I want you to come to the call with tomorrow is, what do I need right now? Have I got a headache? Is my knee hurting? Am I feeling extra tired? Am I all jumpy? You know, like what's one thing that I need? Because I'm going to remind you of the key elements that you need for a complete practice. You could do it in 5 minutes, right? Or you could do it in 2 hours. And then we're going to do our best to solve the problems that are right there on the court. What is it that you need? We did that once before, but it's not once and done. That's kind of like doing one bicep curl. It's like, okay, how come my arm isn't stronger? And also, how do we integrate that shut along with the things that we want and need? Because we did them separately in Mexico. And if you weren't there for either of those pieces in Mexico, or whatever, don't worry about it. It's like for, it will take you even if you've never done any yoga at all before. And also make sure, please, that you fill out the survey and the, not the survey, the waiver, and the survey, because it tells me maybe you had a shoulder injury since you last did yoga with me. I need to know. So please fill it out. Please go fill it out. Emily sends those out to me, and she's like, please, Michelle, will you please tell them to please fill it out? So please fill it out. So that's the morning. In the afternoon, it's going to be a restorative yoga. Now, this is like the dessert of yoga. I've been doing this with some of my own accountability partners every Friday now for the last couple of months. And I can't tell you how much this has sustained me through all the shifts and changes in our lives right now. How do you do yoga where you just lie down and don't get up off the floor? And I can't tell you how much of energy this brings, how much of, I mean, if you heard a couple of the things that happened in Shavasana, think of this as, I don't know, the counterpoint to Shavasana, the one that also involves gently opening the body, finding a deeper level of the breath, and really taking divine care of ourselves. So I don't add things every week unless it's crucial. I do it on my own, but now I do it with accountability partners every single week, and I end up so refreshed. I end up so changed. So we're going to do this together tomorrow. So that's 10 till 4 again, Mountain Time. Other things that are here to serve and support you in the community. Webinar next Tuesday and Thursday, Story Mistakes, 3 Reasons Your Personal Story is Blocking Sales. And so I would be there if I were you. It's either there's 2 choices, Tuesday or Thursday. It should be in your inbox. And Lindsay, in response to her question, she's like, can I bring people? Can I bring my team? Yes. That is one that's open to the world. So go find the email. You can forward the email to them. Let me see, can you forward the email? The email that gives you the opt-in page. You do need to opt into that one because it'll be a different Zoom line than what we usually use, all right? So there's 2 different choices. Story Mistakes, 3 Reasons Your Personal Story is Blocking Sales. I've spent a lot of time designing this webinar. I have never taught this material in this way ever before. And I tell you, I want to be there. Even though I know what the content is, I want to be there because I know that it's going to up-level my game about what matters about story and where the mistakes are, even though I've already got all the content laid out. So it's going to be an awesome, awesome call. It is one place where you can bring partners, people who you want to know, you want them to be in on the journey with you so they understand something about the story journey that we're on. So that's Tuesday and Thursday. And then we've got Story Mastery, our second call in the series. Next Thursday. So lots going on campus to serve and support you. Every single piece is designed to create time for you. Create time. Sometimes we spend all our time working in our business, you know, working with clients and vendors and growing our list and so on, but we don't spend the time working on our business, creating that next level that makes everything easier. And all of these are designed to do that for you. All right. So they're designed to save you time in multiple ways. You know, I mean, think about the restorative yoga. One instance of profound anger is completely draining. And there's so much less that we can do. And the restorative yoga, if it just unhooks that one moment of anger in your day, you've just gained hours for your company. This is one small example, right? If your personal story is getting in the way of your sales and you've just booked yourself 50 strategy sessions and you do them all, but there's something about your personal story that's getting in the way. So all these are designed to serve and support you, of course. All right. So those are the announcements. Just a very brief review. In case you weren't on the call last time or in case other things in life have gotten in the way, a reminder, Story Mastery, create the stories that build your business. Stories are everywhere, and the amounts of elements of story are things that I can tweak for real results. So part of what we're doing here is understanding how to create a story and adapt it right now in the moment to serve the purpose in the moment, and have that story agility, that nimbleness, that mastery of story, both for the stories that are right here in the moment, talking to our kid or talking to our mother or talking to a team member, and for stories that we craft, for instance, on stage. So some of the outcomes, I want you to be able to apply story principles in all aspects of your company so you can lead well, become the CEO of your own company, have a product or service that's understandable to people that they want to buy, inspire action, create sales easily, grow your company, inspire team and clients, create positive company culture. We know we need the inner level of story. We do a lot of that in the Allow series, you know, letting go, loving kindness, and so on, right? Otherwise, we can't get there from there. Nobody's going to hear what we're saying. You should come and buy this, but I don't really believe it's worth it. Just give one obvious example, right? So clearly we need the inner. I'm going to tell you really important things from stage. Oh, but I don't really believe I'm a speaker. I mean, so we need the inner world of story, obviously. Then we also need to be able to articulate it. We need to be able to state it. And when we state it to the world, it actually changes the inner game as well. The arrows go both ways. So both the informal stories, in an everyday sense, and then the formal crafted stories. And we went through this last time. It's just a brief reminder. It doesn't redo that whole class, but just a gathering of the energy so that we can take the next step. So we need stories in different areas of our companies. All. We know from Anatomy of an Empowering Story that stories are everywhere. But where is that everywhere? Branding, marketing, company culture, leadership and influence, sales, teaching, training, education, inspiration, decision-making, alignment. You want your company to be aligned, that's coherent and aligned with the themes of your life and what matters most to you. Having a CEO mindset, you know, the CEO understands that the company is made up of stories. You know, so what is it that creates that CEO mindset and creates that leadership quality? All these are stories. Performance, measuring performance in ways that don't destroy us. You know, sometimes we measure performance like, wow, you know, I held a strategy session and it didn't close. So what's the story that I tell about that, right? You know? Therefore, I guess I'm not very good at strategy sessions. I'm not going to hold anymore. Or what's the story that we tell about that? I held a strategy session, whatever you call that, discovery session, you know, I had a conversation with somebody who could enter into the work, and I learned a ton of stuff because I talked to that person and I listened to who they are and what they value, and they're already starting to tweak the language in ways I don't even know. Performance, how we measure performance is intimately story related. So story mastery, create the stories that build your business. All right. And I posted this on Facebook, and but I want to share this with you right now. And I think, like, let me see. Yeah, I got to read this because I won't remember this number offhand. So I hope you, if you didn't watch it, don't worry, but I hope you all watched Star Wars, A New Hope. When I signed that to you, I didn't even know you had to buy it instead of rent it, sorry, but it's probably a good thing that you bought it for $20 or whatever it is, right? Because it's a touchstone that we'll get to use and reuse throughout this course, all right? In greater ways or lesser ways, and we understand those story elements. You want to go back and watch it again, even if you didn't like it at first. You might fall in love with it, I hope, through the course of what we talk about. But here's the thing. Star Wars, A New Hope, it came out in 1977. It's the first Star Wars movie ever made, and it's a film and a story that sparked a $9.4 billion franchise. That alone should provoke our curiosity, a $9.4 billion franchise. How did that happen? With a simple story about a lightsaber. Well, there's all kinds of, you know, business pieces and techniques and so on that we could talk about. But one piece of it is they told a story that touched the world. Might not be your story. You might hate that story, but there's elements. You might love that story, but whichever it is, we'll find elements of it that we can understand because we see that story and that we can replicate in various aspects of our business. All right. I'd love to hear, just before we move into, because that's a lot of just talking from me, I'd love to hear, let me see, one aha. Let's start with ahas. We're going to do just one or two ahas. Something that's been rekindled in you about story that maybe you knew, but now you go, oh, right, I forgot. It's about performance. Or, right, branding. I was going to go talk to a branding person, but I'm glad we're doing this piece about story because branding is really just all about the story. I forgot that, or whatever it is. One aha was something that's opening in you now from what we've done, because I want this story to be present in us right now, the importance of story. And then we're going to go into the elements, the first element today. One aha from, who would like to share? Who'd like to share first? And remember now how it can be at, like what Hiram Smith says, a BUFO, BFO, blinding flash of the obvious. Oh, story matters. That's the name, right? That might be your aha. It might be an aha from the structure of the class that I didn't even mention. When I find the silence first in Shavasana, I've got a new clean slate for a new story. That's implicit. I didn't tell you that, but it's happening even as we speak. So ahas. Yeah, Mary Kay.
Telling stories to the world instead of just telling them to myself.
Yes. And you know what? In the way you say it, just the fact of doing it too. Oh my goodness. That one thing is company changing. So many people I know that will, you know, play with the order of what their offer is. You know, what's their unique system? I'm going to do this and this and that with people. And then I'm going to go put the website up. And then I'm going to go, you know, think about the most important things to me. And I'm going to build the, you know, what I think are the elements of my brand. And I never go talk to a single person. I never actually share my story. That our stories must be shared. If we just got that from this call and the awareness of where we're not sharing the story, that's a take on for the whole call. Thank you. Let's hear one more. It's your aha. Maybe it's an area where you want to use story and you remember something that wasn't even mentioned yet, but that we talked about last time. Yeah, Dottie.
I'm curious about branding. How you mentioned that branding is telling your story. So I'm excited about that and looking forward to hear more.
Yeah. And you know, it was so wonderful. A couple of years ago, I was at the eWomen Dallas conference, 1,000 people in the audience. And one of the, I think she was a main stage speaker, and I happened to sit with her. And she also did a breakout room, and she's like huge, like Sandra brings in people who are really, really doing fine work in the industry. And I went to her talk on branding, and her entire talk was all about, guys, the only thing you need to know about branding is story. I'm like, oh, we speak the same language. Of course it is. Right? Like one of the top branders. I'm like, that's not great. Why don't we do the shortcut and understand what and how story is. So it's one of the pieces that by the end of this series is one of the places that we can apply story. And we get so confused. We think it's about our logo. We think it's about, you know, all these, like, it's not about that. If all those pieces aren't telling some kind of story, they're nothing. They don't do anything. It doesn't move anything. Thank you, Dottie. Love that. Beautiful. Another take home for the whole call. Okay. So anything bursting to be said, without which we cannot go forward. I do want you to take 1 minute and jot down what's the aha for you, because those two were beautiful. I loved that. I want you to see, and again, what we, you know, how we do anything is how we do everything. It's like, here's another aha, and here's another aha. And I train myself to see ahas in the world by taking a moment to jot yours down now. Don't think it has to be earth shattering. Blinding flash of the obvious. Just 1 minute to do so. Everyone have something down on their page? Good, fantastic. All right. So a couple questions posted by Mary Kay, our poster person for questions. Thank you so much, Mary Kay. Your questions always move us forward. And never be afraid to post a question. All questions welcome. And also, you know, if you are not posting questions, then that's okay too. You can be posting questions in multiple ways, like on the Facebook page or with each other. There's different ways you can get your questions answered, right? So if you're not posting questions here, that's okay too, but remember that you can post questions. It's always, always valuable, and it helps me to help you. All right, so Mary Kay says, two questions. What points should I make in telling my list that I have a new website and a new program? I'm thinking the value to them, value to their friends who may not have a horse. Am I on the right track thinking I don't need to explain very much, just show I'm excited about the shift and how it could help? I so love that this question directly connects with what we're going to be talking about today. Without teaching all of it first, let me just say that let me say this. Who's the most important person in all that? Because you talked about their friends, you talked about them, you talked about what you're excited about. Who do you think the most important person is? Mary Kay, I'm going to ask you.
Well, I guess it's the person that is going to be helped by all this.
Thank you. Yes, right? Yes. And it's so easy to miss it. And this question illustrates how easy it is to miss it. Because what is it that I should be telling them? Story is so important. And the element of story that we're going to dive into answers this question, right? Because it's like, should I tell them the value to them or the value to their friends who may not have a horse? I can't be doing both at once. I just can't. I can't tell Dana, my daughter, I can't tell her why I think she should eat this cookie now and why she should bring one to her grandfather. They're two separate actions, right? And the things I'm going to tell her about why she should eat this cookie right now, she might think very different things about that cookie. I might go, listen, it's baked, I hardly put any sugar in it. There's hardly any calories in it. You can go wear it off of the bike afterwards, right? Because she's, watching her fitness and watching, right? My dad won't care about any of those things. One person. Only one person, and it's an element of story we're going to be talking about today. So clearly, it's like, why is it of value to them? What's their top of mind problem? What matters to them? And then you said, I don't need to explain very much, just show them I'm excited about the shift and how it could help. Who's at the center there? Mary Kay, what do you think?
That would be me.
Right. Both the mistakes that we make or the confusion that happens can easily be cleared up by the piece that we're going to learn today. All right. So I might be really excited about Dana eating the cookie because, I love baking cookies and I want everybody to taste my cookies. And I really want her to be the first one before I bring it out to the world because maybe I'm going to share it with my friends at some time. We're going to get together and I haven't been together with people in a long time because it's in the middle of COVID-19 and she doesn't care at all. Not at all. She cares about the things I said first. That confusion is at the heart of what most entrepreneurs do in their messaging. Whether it's on their website, it's in sales, it's from stage. Thank you for this beautiful question, Mary Kay. What's their top of mind problem? What do they want? Remember as you were coming out of Shavasana, I said, how do you want to move? Are you in touch with what you want right here, right now? How are we going to know what somebody else wants if we can't even tell what we want? I know what you want and it's this, and we don't even know what we want yet, right? So Shavasana teaches that as well, be in touch with what we want. So what's their top of mind problem and what do they want? Think from there. And a lot of the confusion will disappear. That's as far as I'm going to go with that question for now. There's multiple layers of answers to that question, but go ahead and repost it. If you want the next layer, but that will give a place to start and then the whole rest of the call will as well. So then, thank you, Mary Kay. Second question. Is a story, and you'll see that when I name what the main element of story today, you're going to hear it right away and be able to connect it with Mary Kay's question, be able to connect it with Star Wars and remember and not have the confusion a lot of people have out there, just from the one element of story. So is a story I have interfering with structuring a webinar I want to give? Can I make this story work in my favor? My story is that I'm impatient with the beginning of webinars and I want to right away hear the information of why I signed up when I listen to other webinars. In planning my webinar, I don't want to waste time in the beginning with introductions, etc. I want to start the training right away. Well, this has a little bit more to do with next week's material, actually. What's the order of things? All right. So we'll go more, there'll be more The depth of all of next week's call will help to answer this too, even if I don't talk about it directly. And if Mary Kay, you don't see the answer to the question, then just repost it or come back to it next week, all right, toward the end of the training call. But let me just mention here, though, from the structure of story, if we think about somebody's autobiography, for instance, I was born, this is my dad's, I was helping him to tell his story, right? The way my dad would want to start a story, I was born on the farm in 1936. I had two parents and a brother and another brother. My first brother was 12 years older than me, and the other brother was 18 years older than me. And how many of you want to hear the rest of the story? Nobody. No one. So yes, of course you want to, yes, thank you, Marie's gone like him. Yeah, of course you want to hook your reader right at the beginning, or your listener right at the beginning. And we'll learn more about that and how that happens next week. But that was version one of my dad's story. Version two sounds like I'm sitting on the hood of our 1948 Plymouth. My mom's beside me. I'm watching the fire out on the horizon. The flames lick up into the air. My mom points and says, "See, son, that's our farm." It's true. Now who wants to hear the rest of the story? It matters where we begin, and it matters the order of things. We'll talk more about that next time. And but here to answer the specific question, Mary Kay, yeah, you know, and a lot of people do, they waste time at the beginning, but how you set up those things that you say at the beginning are part of what will hook them. And again, if you don't get the answer specifically next class, just, you know, ask me further questions about it. But, you know, we're going to answer like, what's in it for me? What's in it for me? You saw me doing that in the structure of this course. If you don't care about story, you're not going to hear about the elements of it. It's going to be boring. It won't matter. But it has the power to change your company. But if you don't get that, nobody's going to hear it at the depth that I'm hoping and wanting and desiring that you will hear it, right? So what's in it for me? Why should I listen to you? And yes, value right away. But let's say there's somebody standing there and their name is John, okay? And you don't know John from Adam. And John starts saying, there are three things you need to know about cookie making. And it's going to change your cookie making world. I'm getting into the points right away. Do you want to listen to him? Who's John? You don't even know who he is. Why should I listen to him? Right? And then if John goes, I'm the best cookie maker in the world, so you should listen to me because I'm the best thing since sliced bread. We still don't want to listen to him. But I used to struggle. And I burned so many cookies. You know, my mom told me to never step into the kitchen again. Now we're starting a story. And now we start to care. He's both credible and vulnerable. And he's starting to tell a story. But now, like, maybe I don't even want to bake cookies. Why should I listen to him? Right? So, and you all are here. That's having the right person in front of us, too. Because you've always wanted to bake cookies. Then he's going to say different things, right? Or, I know you guys have never thought about cookies, but there's a reason to think about it. You're entrepreneurs, and how we bake cookies is how we build our companies. Oh, now would you start to listen? Maybe. I'm just making all this up. I don't know about John who bakes cookies. And I don't know why cookies are on my mind this morning. It's nowhere in my notes. But yes, hook their attention. What's in it? Same question. You know, what's in it for them? And they're at the center of it. And why should they listen to you? And yes, the order matters. We'll talk more about that next time. Helpful for now to start? Okay. I'd like to hear quickly. Actually, let's go in this order. Take a moment to jot down your aha for you. Not does this apply, but how does this apply to my company? You might go, yeah, but I'm not giving a webinar right now, so it doesn't apply to me. No, how does this apply to you? Right. So take 1 minute to jot down your aha. So that each piece of this, there's something that you've gathered from it. Take 1 minute. Remember, it's the question about webinars and then telling my list, I've got a new website and a new program. That's what we talked about. Who's it about? wherever you're at with that, let's hear from one or two of you, just a sentence, one thing that landed for you. Yeah, Tracy.
I wrote down the first sentence or two is the hook to the story.
Yes, thank you. I was born in 1936. None of you cared. Right? And again, it's another illustration of why story matters so much. You know, novelists, filmmakers, they do it par excellence. Remember last time I said, one of the top marketers, you would all, you know his name, and he hangs out with top marketers you all know. He's like, oh, we all want to be filmmakers. That's how he described their craft. It's just a story. It's a story. Yeah, Marie.
One thing that really landed for me is like really knowing who's in my audience. Are they people that all, like for me, do they already know they want to start writing, in which case that's going to be a different story? Or are they people that I want to tell something about why they might consider writing as important? Right? Like, it's almost like there's whole layers that I can build into my social media information and draw them into the private Facebook group I want to create.
Thank you. I need to know who they are. I need to know them really. I need to know so much about what they want and where they are on their journey. Does that make sense? Because let's say it's cookie bakers, for people who've never even stepped into a kitchen before, versus the best cookie chefs in the world who are competing for the top prize in cookie baking. It's still about people who want to bake cookies. You're going to know so much more about who they are and what truly matters to them in ways that sometimes they don't even know. Because think about it, the cookie chefs of the world, I don't know anything about cookie baking, not really. But anyway, we'll go with this analogy. The cookie bakers of the world, maybe what they think they want is to create that perfect cookie and win the cookie prize. But do you really believe that that's what they want? I mean, even if we just for a moment think about somebody who's in a cookie baking contest, it's broadcast, you know, on Netflix, some show, right? They do have shows like this. Anyway, that's probably not what they really want. They want the prestige of having gained the prize. They want to prove it to their mom that they can do it because mom kicked them out of the kitchen when they were little. Does that make sense? And they want something very different than the person who's never stepped in the kitchen before. Maybe the person who's never stepped in the kitchen before just wants an adventure with cookies, and it could have easily been an adventure with paper mache. They don't really care about the object, but cookies, they've so wanted an adventure. And every morning they've started their day with coffee with a person at home that they hate. And they just wanted to get out the door and do something. It happens to be cookies. Can you hear the words I'm going to use? The branding for my company too, the market, what I'm going to say to people, everything's going to change because of that. Make sense? Fantastic. Okay. Anything else burning to be said without which we can't go forward? Because we've already been diving deep into the material. I haven't even told you which element of story we're diving into yet, but you're going to see, if you re-listen to this class, you're going to see all of it is about that one element of story. There's others that are related, but one element. Anything else burning to be said? Okay. If it seems like this is going to matter at multiple levels of your company, what you put on your website, how you talk to a prospect, what you're going to say from stage, how you're going to talk to a joint venture partner. If you can see that, how you talk to your team about why you're doing what you're doing as a company. If you can see that what we've been talking about touches every layer of your company right now, raise your hand. Did you get that? Yeah, super cool. Okay. So instead of telling you, now there's all the elements of story work together. Okay. So in a way, we could start anywhere, but we're just going to start in a very particular place because I think it's the most important place to start. I think when we understand how this works, the other elements fall out. I think that when we dive into this, we will see like all these answers that we've been seeing, right, coming out of this one element of story. So, but I want to ask you first. And I want you to know there's something that I have my own point of view about this. I have my own bias. We're going to start with this one element, but there's no wrong answers. There's many elements to story, okay? But I just want you to think about it because it will land more deeply in you if you think about it first. And if you're brave enough to raise your hand, it's not wrong, but might be different than what I got on the page here, that's fine. What do you think the most important thing about story is, anyway? What's the most important thing to learn about it? What's the most important element about it? Or from what you know about story, what's the thing that you think is one of the most important things to learn? Yeah, Dottie, go ahead. Thank you for being brave and putting up your hand. Good for you.
As you just said, that be sure you don't focus on you, but it's all about what will it give the client.
Ah, I love it. So it's directly related to this. Yes, good. It's one piece. All right, what else? Tell me more. It's really good, Dottie. Thank you. What else? Anything else? Yeah, Mary Kay. And again, thank you. Thank you for jumping in. And I'm like, maybe this.
Establishing some kind of connection.
Connection. Yeah, I love that. If I do the cookie making talk that's designed for the chefs and I accidentally give it over there to the ones who just want a break from their partner that they hate, they won't hear anything. I've designed everything from the wrong place. Okay, so something about connection and who's in front of me, right? Good. Anything else? Yeah, Dottie, go ahead.
Just an elaboration of what Mary Kay just said, which is know who the audience is so that you can know what stories to tell.
Beautiful. Thank you. I don't even know what story to tell unless I know something about the person in front of me. I need to know people. I need to know people in very particular ways.
Will you teach us how to, I can understand how to do it with one person one-on-one, but will you teach us more about how we can do it in a class maybe or from the stage?
That's a really great question. I love that question. And it just, like, how do I say this? When you truly understand the principles that I'm going to teach right coming up right now, then we'll get to, then we'll understand how it works over here in sales and how it works speaking on stage and so on, because I need to understand the principle that's behind it. Once I understand that principle. So if you don't get that answer, Dottie, by the end of today's class, also hang tight because then post that very question for next time too. You just post it on Facebook if you want. Michelle, answer this question please for the next call and we'll get there explicitly, all right? But I wanna go to the fundamental building blocks of story so that, we're not going, okay, well, what do I do it over here in branding? How do I do it in marketing? How do I do it over here? Understand what are the key core elements of story so I can use them everywhere. Make sense? Yeah, good, got it. Okay, Marie, go ahead.
I was thinking that one of the key elements about story is somebody wants something.
Thank you. And you know what? Really? That's absolutely right center at the heart of today's call. Somebody wants something. Somebody wants something, and the one word to describe our central concept for today is character. What we're learning about today is character. It's character. And what about that character? Well, somebody wants something, right? Marie's shorthand, right? Which I've taught before, right? In other contexts, but never like this, never where we're going today. So what's at the heart of story? Often people worry about the perfect turn of phrase, for instance, right? If I just have the right phrases and in the right order does matter, but I'm like, I've got to have some kind of flowery language or something. It's not about that. Yes, I can craft the words. Yes, all of that, all contributes to story, but it's not at the heart of story. What's at the heart of story is compelling desire, the pull of desire. Especially inner desire. We'll go into that further in another call as well, all right? But the thing is, in order to talk about desire, what do we need? We need a person. That entails a character. One central person, we see the importance of that from Mary Kay's question, right? One central person that we focus on in the story. And here, I'm going to ask you about, and no judgment, I don't, you know, I'm not attached to whether you watched it or not, or if I were attached, it would cause me suffering. How many of you did get a chance? I rewatched it. I've watched it a million times. How many of you had a chance to watch Star Wars? The very first one from 1977 this week. Hands up, just so I have some idea. Awesome. Okay. How many have you seen it before at some point? The very first, either seen it before or you watched it this week. So you've seen it at some point. Raise your hand. And how many of you have no clue? Be proud, because other people, they might not be listening now, have no idea about Star Wars. Raise your hand. Perfect. And there's two of you raising your hands. Some people who are here later. Maybe Carly's raising her hand too. You know, thank you. You give them permission. It's all good. Just it gives me some idea of what you know. All right. So for this, if you don't know anything about Star Wars, try to go watch it this week. And don't worry if you don't know the answer to these questions, because I want to pull it out of those who have watched it. There's one. Yes, Dottie, go ahead.
Michelle, I wasn't sure which one to get. I bought it last night. I didn't hear your email about the buying it at $20.
But yeah, or whatever cost to buy it. You can't rent it. I didn't even know that until this week. That's okay.
What year is it that was
1977 is the very, very first one that came out. If you bought one of the other ones, great. You can ask me a question about it. And then you have even more to draw on. You've got an abundance of Star Wars, right? I've seen them all.
It's called Episode 4.
Yes, it's weird. It starts with Episode 4. It's the oldest one, 1977, Star Wars, A New Hope. And later on, they called it Episode 4 because he started in the middle of the story. And then, you know, decades later, decided to go back to earlier things that happened earlier on. Okay. So for those who have watched that, the very first one came out in 1977. Who's the story about? Who's the center? Just in that one film, if you're a Star Wars aficionado, it's not, maybe not be true of all the stories, okay? But in that one film, who's the central character? Can we tell? Do you know? Somebody tell me. Yeah, see.
It's Luke. It's Luke Skywalker.
It's absolutely Luke. It is nobody but Luke in that first movie. Anyway, forget about the other movies for now, okay? It's Luke. And it's important that it's Luke. And it's not Luke and somebody else. It's Luke. We care about Luke. The other characters have to do with what they think about Luke. And they either help him or harm him. And they get in the way or they help us see aspects of him. A story is about one central character. One. Just like my answer to Mary Kay's question. All right? So, I'm going to throw something else into the mix here because... especially if you have a mind like mine, you're going to want to go to the exceptions. Well, I'm sure that's not true. Let me go find these 10 exceptions out there with story, all right? You can find differently constructed stories. For sure you can. I taught about a bunch of them at the university. Who cares, okay? So you can find differently constructed stories, but what are the ones that move people? What are the ones that, what was it, $9.4 billion? What are the ones that entrepreneurs need to know about? What are the ones that move people to action? That's what I'm going to teach you about. So if you want to go find the exceptions, go ahead. Somebody could try to construct a story where there's two people at the center of it. But let me tell you something, for instance. I was thinking about this last week for you. And I just started thinking about the TV show Friends. How many of you have seen Friends? Hands up. Or know of the basic plot of it. Okay. So I thought, oh, you know, somebody might go, yeah, but that's about all of them, right? But is it? My background is story. I immediately knew, I know who the central character is. And then I looked it up to see what they thought about it. And there's a bunch of characters and I was right. The story is woven around one character. Do you know who it is? If you've seen Friends, it's not random. It's not random. And you might not know it consciously, but the story is constructed in such a way so that you're gonna be drawn into the story because it's constructed around one character and I knew which one. Anyone wanna venture a guess if you've seen Friends? If you haven't, don't worry about it. All right, well, go away. There's some home play just for fun. Go away and think about it and look it up instead of me telling you so that you can get the surprise of it, right? I immediately knew. One character, even if it doesn't seem that way, one central character. So here is our guiding principle for today. Here is the thing that I want you to know about character. And we already saw some of it applied in Mary Kay's question. A clear answer to that question because we know that one element of story. A story is about this, not about fancy language, not about any of that. one central character, the protagonist, okay? One central character, we call him the protagonist, Luke. One central character who is not you. If you were an entrepreneur, the central character is not you. And Mary Kay could have written a whole sequence of emails. Do I just tell them why I'm excited? And all that, it might have gained her some business, but all of that would have been with a wrong premise, right? This changes, this saves us time. This helps us have people hear us on all kinds of levels for our company. One central character, not you, has a desire. Now, this part we haven't got to yet. One central character, not you, has a desire that is internal. Something gets in the way. There are both internal and external obstacles. I'll repeat all this again because it's important. I know you're jotting it down. The internal ones drive the story. They often come in the form of mistaken beliefs, these internal obstacles. Beliefs that are ground in, they have consequences that bring about increasing difficulty until a crisis is reached and then a turning point. But that's plot. We'll talk about that later, okay? Plot, character are connected. Now, so they reach a turning point and the character changes. The story is about their change. I'm going to say all that again. All right, character. And if you don't get all this today, don't worry. We're going to unpack it in all kinds of ways from nowhere, from everywhere over the coming weeks, all right? Today, we're diving in through the lens of character. One central character, not you, has a desire that's internal. Something gets in the way. There's both internal and external obstacles. The internal ones drive the story. Those internal obstacles often come in the form of mistaken beliefs. Beliefs that are ground in, they have consequences that bring about increasing difficulty until a crisis is reached. And then a key turning point, the character changes. The story is about their change. That's character. So, character. Couple things to remember. If you didn't hear all that, don't worry. It's okay. We'll get there in different ways. For now, remember this. There's only one main character, the protagonist. It's not you. And there's key elements that guide their journey. That's another way to say it. Desire, mistaken belief, an obstacle, an inner conflict, change. And all of it could be summed up in Marie's beautiful words, something happens to someone, which I've taught often. But here's some of the details of that. Or not something happens, somebody wants something. Somebody wants something. One main character, not you. Key elements guide their journey, the foremost of which is desire. They want something. All right. I want you to listen to these same words because that might all sound kind of like, well, so what, Michelle? I'm running a business. What does that have to do with anything? I don't get it. This seems abstract. Some of you are getting it. Some of you are going, how do I apply this? All right. So all of this applies, for instance, to my cookie baking analogy, which is nowhere in my notes, but I like it. That one person has a desire. They want to become the best. They want to win the contest, but it's not because they want to win the contest. They want to prove it to their mom who said, don't you ever go in the kitchen. Internal conflict. And they have a desire. And there's stuff that's going to get in the way. And we know when they bake, stuff is going to get in the way if they're going to try to win, right? I want you to be thinking about a strategy session. A strategy session is just a story, and we can look at it through the lens of character right now. If I'm having a strategy session with somebody, I'm in a conversation with somebody who might leap in, who has a potential to leap in to do work with me in some way, who has a chance to work with you in some way, all right? So you're having a, Steve is having a conversation with a prospect. Jasmine is having a conversation with a prospect, okay? Sherry's having a conversation with a prospect. One central character. So Sherry's having that conversation. Who's the central character right now in that conversation? Is it Sherry or is it the other person? It's always the other person, right? One central character, not you, has a desire. Isn't that a strategy session? Man, I want to fix, if Sherry, I want to fix something about money. I've got a problem and I don't know what to do about it. For instance, one aspect of what Sherry's done, right? Or Steve, I can't get control of my time and I'm like doing 40,000 things a day and I don't worry. In one aspect of, you know, I know you've, as a company evolves, that can shift and change, but let's go with Sherry. So one central character, not you, that person sitting in front of you has a desire. I want to, for instance, this part, I want to gain control of my money. Okay, so what Sherry is offering is, here's the 10 steps to manage your money well, for instance. Oh, that is internal. That's not really where their struggle is. I've always had a problem with money. My mom told me that money is the root of all evil. And, right? Isn't that where they struggle, actually? So something gets in the way. I'd like to control my money. Oh, they're both internal and external objects, obstacles. Oh, but I actually don't have any money and I just declared bankruptcy and I've always had a bad relationship to money. Obstacles are internal and external. The internal one drives the story. When Sherry's in that strategy session, hey, here's my 10-step method for you to master money. First, we're gonna get you a bank account. And second, is she gonna make the sale? No, it's not about that. The internal conflict drives the story, the internal obstacle. That internal obstacle, it often comes in the form of mistaken beliefs. Let me give you the example from Sherry's company, for instance, right? It might be something like this. I've never been good with money. And my parents taught me that money is the root of all evil. And I know that every time I handle money, it goes down the tubes. Oh, mistaken beliefs, right? These are very tangible, very tactical, very real, and happens in our companies, in sales and everywhere else, right? That brings about a difficulty. Oh, I've so believed that now I have to declare bankruptcy because it's driven what's happening in my external world. Until a crisis is reached, and then a turning point, and the character changes. Nobody can help me. I've tried, you know, there's part of the obstacles, and they're connected, right? These obstacles. Nobody can help me, and I've worked with these 10 people, and every time it's gotten worse, and I'm just in despair. I don't think it can happen. But wait, this one thing that you said, Sherry, you think that I can, really, I haven't always had just a bad belief about money that I could change? Right? Something is going to have to change in them. The story is about their change. Wow, I think I'm going to leap in with you because I can change everything and all this momentum of what I've been doing to do something different. And that's an investment. And it's a belief in themselves. It's their story, not yours. If you get how this, what I taught you about character maps on, I just named one area, but if it maps onto sales, it maps onto everywhere else. If you can see how that maps clearly, raise your hand. That makes sense? This is powerful stuff in every single area of our companies, all right? So if I get confused, like Mary Kay could have gone down that rabbit hole with her question, but now she won't, about who the central character is, I'm gonna write all kinds of stuff that moves in all kinds of directions. This story is only about Luke. And you can see in my 4-minute talk, remember that 4-minute talk that I sent, some of you have seen from, you know, that I did last summer? I touch on pieces of this. Now you're seeing some of the background to it. Stories are about change, and we care because entrepreneurs are in this business of change. Harry Potter goes from underneath the stairs to defeating Voldemort. Entrepreneurs go from startup to resounding success. At the heart of that is a character, somebody wanting something, okay? I want to see if we can do this. So I mapped it onto a sales conversation for you. If you tracked that was not just for Sherry, but that it's for your company as well, and you could start to understand the structure of the strategy session in better ways for you, that it's the very same structure, raise your hand. A conversation with somebody who could leap in. Do you get that? Some of you do. Some of you aren't sure yet, perhaps. All right. So all we're doing, the same structure, it's always that character, that other person in front of us. They always have a desire. There's always something in the way. And what we want to do is, if you're not the hero of the journey, Luke is the hero of the journey, right? If you've seen Star Wars, who do you think you are in that story? That's why I wanted to have a story as a touchstone that we all can talk about, that we all can, it's only Luke. Everything relates to Luke. If you're in that strategy session, who are you? Who do you think you are? Who's the entrepreneur? Yeah, Steve.
I believe we're supposed to be Obi-Wan.
You are Obi-Wan Kenobi.
That's the trusted guide.
That's exactly who you are. So then,
What did you say, Steve, after Obi?
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
What would you say?
He's the trusted guide.
He is the trusted guide. He is the mentor. He's the trusted guide. You see somewhere who's been down the road before.
Thank you.
And as long as, now here's an inner game part of us, and here's connected to, for instance, the loving kindness series. Let me make a bridge for you from inner world to how we tell our stories, okay? Let's say in my life, I never ever feel like anybody has or will ever listen to me. Who am I going to want to be in every conversation I have? Yeah, Dottie.
I'll answer this because people don't want to listen to me and I've never understood it. And so what I want to be is important that people will listen to me.
Right. I want to be Luke.
I want to be Luke.
I want to be Luke. So there's where the inner game connects with the outer world story. That's where all those pieces come in, right? About listening and listening differently and knowing that I have an ideal reader and other pieces from other parts of the journey that we do. When I have that, I will so much more, when I know that I'm the best thing since sliced bread, when I have that inside me and I know that there's an ideal listener who listens to me, who knows me, that I have that confidence inside me from all kinds of structures that we built elsewhere in the community, okay?
Michelle, can I say something else?
In a second. In just a second. I will not have to be Luke. I don't care. I don't have that inner driving desire and need to be Luke. Because as long as I have that, I'm going to take over in that strategy session and show how I'm going to rescue the person or show how I'm going to be the central character or from the talk, let me tell you about the 10 ways from yin yang that I'm the best thing since sliced bread. And it's going to be all ego or whatever it is. Because there's a painful spot inside me that I'm trying to heal through the stories that I tell and through the interactions with other people. I need to come there full. Obi-Wan Kenobi, the mentor, the trusted guide, he doesn't have a need to step into the center of the story. He's there to help Luke have his adventure. Most entrepreneurs make this mistake in many different areas of their company. Most. When this changes, everything changes. Dottie, what were you going to say?
Maybe I don't need to say anything because you just kind of, you know, I was going to defend why they should listen to me. I have the results are
exactly
glaring.
Thank you. So Dottie, the Dottie who was going to say all that is wanting to be Luke. You wouldn't have heard her. The Dottie who is this is stepping back. Can you see that? I don't even have the need to say it anymore. And are we going to listen to Dottie number one or Dottie number two? We are all going to listen to Dottie number two. Dottie number one is wanting to be Luke. Dottie number one has a need that she wants fulfilled and nobody's going to listen. We place ourselves as Obi-Wan Kenobi. I am not the hero of the journey. That other person is. And everything changes. Then in a strategy session, of course, I'm going to want to listen more too, because I want to know who they are. I want to know whether they're the professional cookie baker or they just want to get away from their nasty partner. Because what's going to propel them is their inner desire is the thing that's inside them. So here's another place where this applies. This applies in all kinds of ways in our company. Let's say I'm selling trips to France. Am I really selling trips to France? From what you've learned today, what am I actually selling? What's the problem with me thinking that I'm selling trips to France from the perspective of what we've learned today? Anyone want to venture a thought? Wendy and then Marie.
I think that in like having this idea that you're selling trips to France, it's an outer world thing.
Thank you. Exactly. Look how much you already know about story now. Yes. It's not what you're selling. Might look like it. They might, that even that person in front of you in that strategy session or in that audience or whatever might think that that's what they want. We need to know them better than they know ourselves, themselves. Remember the way J.K. Rowling knows Harry Potter. We need to know character. All right. They think they're coming because really what they want is a trip to France. And the guy is entering the contest because he thinks he wants to win the contest. But it's not really what it's about. Human beings are more complex than that, and it's the inner game. So give me an example then, Wendy, of what it is that, and then we'll turn to Marie. But Wendy, give me an example of if I'm selling a trip to France, what is it that I might be offering instead, actually? Give us some examples. It might be a bunch of things, you know?
Maybe an escape from everyday life, like bringing more fun to life, adventure. It's not necessarily about France. It's about like this, you're overcoming, like teaching people how to escape the daily grind.
Mm-hmm. And can you hear too? I'm so glad you said all the things you said here, Wendy. Can you hear adventure, escape the daily grind? All of these are different. They might be overlapping in somebody, but they might be quite different desires. I want to escape the daily grind, and I've never left my home ever before. And I hate my life so much that if I could just go to France for once in my life, which I probably can't, I will die happy. It's a very different person, different character with a different desire than I take trips to France every year. And I'm a wine lover, and every year I go to the vineyards. And for me, it's a different adventure to sip the different wines. There is a different person in front of me. It's not about fancy language. It's understanding the pull of inner desire. Marie, you had your hand up as well.
It was also about the focus on the outer world.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not selling trips to France. I'm not selling coffee. I'm not even selling time management or whatever it is. I'm not selling how to sell. I'm not selling leadership. I'm not selling any of those things. You know, how to the 10 points to be a good leader. We'll talk more about it because desire is so important on another class, but we don't have desire until we have a character in front of us. So once again, and with the new examples, hopefully you'll hear it at a deeper level each time we say it. Character, guiding principles. And you can think about it speaking from stage. You can think about it, you know, in a strategy session. You can think about it branding. Branding, by the way, who's it about, do you think? I need to get my logo so people will understand me. What mistake have I just made? Yeah, Wendy's shaking her head. You guys know a lot about story now. Why is that all wrong about branding? But a lot of people in branding are thinking, let me give you this snazziest logo so you're gonna look really good. I wouldn't hire that brander, no way. And what's the mistake already made right at the base? Wendy.
I think the story is all about me.
Yes, right? What's branding actually about? Always. What's everything in it? What's that?
The character, the desire that you're trying, like the character that you're trying to meet, their desire is what,
yes,
is what it's all about.
What moves them? What keeps them, you know, what keeps them up awake at night? What's the desire inside them that they don't even know, that they haven't ever articulated to anybody? Remember, some of you said, maybe in a strategy session, like, Michelle, how did you know that about me? Nobody knows that about me. It's a skill of listening, not to the outer desire, but what's happening inside that person. Character, guiding principles. One central character, not you, has a desire that is internal. Something gets in the way. There are both internal and external obstacles. The internal one drives the story. That internal one often comes in the form of mistaken beliefs. I've always been bad with money, whatever it is, right? Beliefs that are grounded and that have consequences. Now I'm bankrupt, right? That brings about increasing difficulty. Last year, I thought I was afraid I was gonna lose my company. This year, I'm bankrupt. But maybe Sherry doesn't wanna pick them up once they're already bankrupt. Maybe she wants to pick up a different person at a different point in the story or with different qualities, different characteristics of who that person is. Mistaken beliefs that are ground in that have consequences that bring about increasing difficulty until a crisis is reached and then a turning point. We'll talk about that more next time, okay? But the character changes. The story is about their change. In a strategy session, the person goes, oh. For instance, some of you might have said this with me, or people have, right? If it's about the high-ticket virtual retreat, that might be their object of desire, because it's like, I've been selling my stuff for 25 cents and I've been doing it for 10 years and I'm exhausted. Inner, can you hear the inner story? But something causes that change. We haven't talked about all the elements of it yet, right? But something causes that mistaken belief to change. And now a new level is possible for them, because story is always about the character's transformation. The strategy session is about that person in front of us, their transformation. Okay. Let me see.
Michelle, Dottie has her hand up.
Yeah, go ahead. Thank you, Dottie.
I'm just loving this class. And I'm like, how can we make the story about the prospect when they haven't had the adventure and the success yet?
Well, that's okay, because we're going to learn more about that next time. They've started out in their ordinary world. And something's going to kick them out of that ordinary world, that world that they're used to, or they're not going to do anything. We'll talk more about that next time, okay?
So are you telling them about a story about another prospect? Maybe
sometimes that's part of it. But again, that's probably me wanting to be the hero. Like, what am I supposed to tell them? What am I supposed to tell them? Instead, I need to ask a bunch of questions to find out what they even want. And is it something that I offer? And thank you, Dottie. There was one more point that I wanted to make that wasn't on my page here. But think of it. When we go through that sequence that I gave you, again, one central character, not you, has a desire that's internal. Something gets in the way. Often mistaken beliefs, something inside them. It brings about a crisis until there's a turning point. Where do we want to enter in as entrepreneurs? To help them make that turning point, to help them get through those obstacles. So if their obstacles, for instance, are about becoming the best cookie baker, and what I do is I teach people how to train horses, I'm going to go refer them to somebody else, right? Maybe. But maybe if what I do is I use people's connection with horses to allow them to find their center inside themselves so they can be bigger than any obstacle, that cookie baker might actually indeed be my client, depending on what he wants or she wants. We have to understand both what the thing is in the way for them that is the external obstacle, but we need to understand most importantly what's the internal obstacle. What's the thing inside them that we are solving? And if we don't do that, nobody's going to buy anything. Nobody's going to resonate with the talk that we give. And when we do that, people are going to hang on every word. And it doesn't matter if we get the words perfect. When we understand that it is the pull of desire, and when we can start to hear that person at the level of their internal story, everything shifts. Okay. I want to go through this. I know we're almost at time. So, and what we did the structure a little bit different than I knew we were going to move through, because we gave the examples as we were doing it, from sales to Mary Kay's question and so on, right? And even on stage, we start to talk about that a little bit, branding. So I want us to see it with Luke. One of the reasons I wanted Star Wars is, yeah, Michelle, that's really about, it's just a bunch of people shooting stuff and it's all about the external action. And after all, they have to save the galaxy, right? It looks like that to an inexperienced eye. So that's why it's a perfect story for us to see things. Because it looks like it's about a whole bunch of people and it's about saving the galaxy. Wrong. It's about Luke. And yes, there's external obstacles and there's maybe an external desire. He wants to go save the Empire. But if we think about Luke the way you know, think about a friend. Think about Luke the way you think about stuff that's actually real in your life, not the things that we don't even tell people about. When you look at Luke, what's actually going on inside him? What are some of the internal obstacles that he's got to get through right at the beginning, or he'd never even go off on the adventure? What are some of the mistaken beliefs that he has that would have kept him there and that he's got to grow and change? Otherwise, he's not even going to go off on the adventure. If you can see it over there, we're going to be able to see it more easily over there in our businesses too. Because if we have a mistaken belief about that story and what's driving it, we'll do that over in our businesses too. So that's the last piece I want to give us for today. What's going on inside Luke? Think about the beginning of the movie. If you saw it this week or you've seen it before, what are some of his mistaken beliefs? And they might not even come from him to start with. Why does he almost not do anything at all, Steve? Our uber Star Wars fan, all right? I can tell. Steve, go for it.
Yeah. Well, he's stuck on Tatooine.
Absolutely.
And he's got all these farming chores that he's got to do.
Exactly. That's how our entrepreneur, our potential client enters in. Well, I got to add enough to come and talk to you about it, but I know all the reasons why I can't work. They're sitting there in their ordinary world like Luke is. And even though Luke kind of wants to get off the farm, he's so stuck in that story. Oh, uncle, you know, what do you mean? I've got to do, can't I get away? But even in the way he's saying it, it looks like he wants to get away, but he's still wound up in the same old story. Can you hear it? Because the first thing that he says to Obi-Wan is like, I can't go do that. I have farm chores to do. Don't you understand? Exactly what a person's going to say in your strategy session. Exactly what we put as the headlines on our web copy, right? Because it's how they're thinking. What's their top of mind problem? And we can start from there. But then help them go off on an adventure, something in our realm in how we help people. But it's the story isn't about a bunch of people saving the galaxy. It's about Luke freaking getting off the farm and getting past this mistaken belief that his father was just a freighter guy, and that he's got to have live a life like his uncle. And even though it'd be nice to do that, all that stuff happens far away and has nothing to do with my world. I'm going to be stuck here forever. Can you hear that those are all his mistaken beliefs? Without that, there is no story. Without that, nobody cares. Without that, there's no human connection. And why? Because that's where we live our real lives. If you just won $1 million or whatever it is and had some triumph, but your heart is breaking because, like, that's where story starts. Or maybe it's you just had the worst tragedy out there, but you know that that person now loves you or cares about you or that you are can accomplish that thing. Where's your life actually being lived if you be honest with yourself, right? And our stories are about that level of our lives. All right. If you feel like you understand something about character that you maybe didn't understand before, raise your hand. I've not taught it in this way before. I want to see what's landing. Yeah, some of you are. Okay, fantastic. If you think that there's even one piece from what we did today that you could apply somewhere in your company, sales or marketing, web copy, your branding, raise your hand. Something that you can apply somewhere. Okay, fantastic. All right, we're at time already. So I just want to give you a reminder and then a hint of where we're going for next time. And then we'll head over to Ahas and Inspired Actions. Thank you for playing. I know that you're hearing this and that it makes so many problems in our company just with this one lens of character so much easier. It answers a whole bunch of Mary Kay's questions that otherwise could have got all kinds of tangled. And then she hires a copywriter and then she's not sure what to tell them. And then does it go over here that like all of that sorted out through this one lens of character already. So just want to tell you about next time. Last time, or at the beginning, I said, like, well, do we start with I was born in 1936? Or do I start with, hey, the fire is burning on the horizon. There's our farm, son. Now people want to know, right? So what's the order of things? And there's an element of story that's about causality. There's a difference between the king died and then the queen died in a very famous example. The king died, then the queen died. Yeah, well, okay, it's got things, stuff happening to people. It kind of looks like a story. So what? The king died. No, sorry, the queen died, then the king died. Or whatever it is. The queen died, then the king died. King died, then the queen died. Let's do it this way. King died, then the queen died. I can't remember. King died, then the queen died. Yeah, kind of like story. But the king died, then the queen died of grief. Oh. Now you've got a story. Causality. Something happens because of something. And we need to know what that because is, otherwise nobody does anything. If we just say to somebody, hey, you know, when you come and do my work with me, this is gonna happen, then this is gonna happen, then this is gonna happen, which is usually how we present it. It's like, so freaking what? that's going to happen because that's going to happen. And then that's happened. And then the result is going to be this. Oh, now that's powerful. That is another element of story and is deeply entwined with character. When we understand character, it drives this next element of story that we will talk about next time, right? So I suggest that you connect with each other and start brainstorming. If we'd had time, we would have broken you up into groups, but go brainstorm with each other. What's this stuff about character and where can I apply it? Where's the first place that I want to apply to my company?
Michelle, can you just share what we usually do is you'll get this and you'll get that. We don't do that. You just said what we should do and I missed it. It was so fast.
Oh, get on a connection call with somebody and talk about character. What do I know now about character and where's the first place I want to apply this in? I told you how to apply in a strategy session, for instance. Maybe, okay, I want to speak from stage. Okay, who's at the center of that? Oh, those people. How am I going to do that? Okay, well, they have a desire. Oh, how would I think about that for my talk? Start to apply it, all right? So that we have lots of applications of just even this one element. All right, thank you for that. Just want a reminder. Want to remind you, go fill out the survey again, please, for Yoga for Entrepreneurs. It's 10 till 4 tomorrow. Come with your the thing that you wanted, the problem that you want to solve. And know that even that has story about it. Oh, I've got a problem. I want to solve it. Well, what do you know? That's story. We just talked about that.
Right? Will it be recorded?
Yes, it will be recorded. If you can make it live, so much the better, all right? Reminder, the webinar next week too, on Tuesday and on Thursday, and that's something that you can bring your friends to. So it's the very first time I'm teaching it. It's going to intertwine with everything we're doing here and deepen it. So I would not want to miss it if I were you. And then next week, that next element of story. So let's end with one aha, one inspired action. If you need to leave, because we're at a couple minutes after, please go and post them on the Facebook page. It will deepen the learning for you when you decide to do that. Look, I just gave you a why. Because I'm hoping to give you a desire to go do that. If I didn't, that means my brief story didn't work very well, all right? And I need a better hook. So what inspired action to end up our call today. Marie, you're in my upper left corner. You are up first.
My aha is from the example of the trip to France and how the starting point was the external world. So my inspired action is to spend some time on the inner world of the people I'm encouraging to join me.
Right. They're not going to come to France to come to France. They don't care, even if they think they do. And then we have power, not to have power over somebody, but the power to help them transform their lives through the work that we do and the work we can do together. Thank you. Beautiful. Dottie, you're up next.
I can't put it all in words. I think what Marie said is perfect.
Ah, okay.
It was a fantastic class. Fantastic. I've never listened to a recording, but I'm going to listen to this one.
That's fantastic, Dottie. I love it. Beautiful. And I loved that moment. Could you see that every story has a turning point? Dottie's had a turning point. It's like something changed in her character in that moment. Like we are like characters. We are not characters written on a page, but we are like characters. We can think about ourselves in that way. There was a turning point. Dottie went, I was like this, now I'm like this, and then we're hooked, then we're interested. I love it. Thank you, Dottie. So that's already your inspired action. Fantastic. Thank you. Lindsay. And don't forget, you're muted.
I couldn't see my mute button in the sun. My screen was glared at the bottom. You know, my aha really came back from a training I did with my team. And then I heard it here again when we were talking about the, how does it serve? Not your saying, because I can't even think of it right now. But it goes back to one of the teachers on my team said, you know, she often thinks about when she's reading the story to kids. And she's like, well, I've already seen, you know, I've already listened to this story before. And so she always encourages them to like, well, listen again and get excited about what new things you're going to hear this time. And that was for me with this movie, because I could not, like, movies are my nightcap. And so I would start watching it and I would fall asleep. And then I'd go to restart it again. And I'd be like, am I really going to rewatch it all? Or am I going to fast forward? And so several times I would like rewatch it and get something different from it or pick up something I didn't pick the first time. So that was my, I don't know, long story short.
No, it's really great. And Lindsay, I want to just pause you briefly there. Even though I know we're over time, if you got to go ahead, but the recording will be there for you. Our lives are lived like stories. Lindsay just illustrated a bunch of the things that I was teaching. If we think of her for the moment as a central character, and she's got an obstacle. I can't get through this film. I can't get through. And I tried until there was a moment when something changed for me. And we're hooked on what she says because it has that form of story that I just talked about. She is living it and speaking it as without even knowing that she's doing it, probably in the moment. Our lives are lived like stories. Thank you, Lindsay. And what's your inspired action?
To go find out who the character is in Friends, because I would say it's Joey, but that's because he's my favorite. So now I want to go see who it really is about.
Right. And then start to think about it, and you will see how they have wound the story around that one person in ways you might not have noticed. Super good to know. Yeah, I love it. Thank you, Lindsay. Sherry, you're up.
So I think my aha was, it is really all about them inside.
Thank you. Beautiful way to put it. It is all about them inside. A great way to sum up the very central point of this class. It is all about them inside. Yes, exactly. And your inspired action.
To use this in the title of my challenge about money, my upcoming challenge.
It applies to every area of our business. We didn't talk about titles, but when you know this stuff, you're going to find places it applies everywhere. Thank you. Beautiful. Wendy, you're up.
My aha was, I think I've been asking lots of questions about why does there have to be the opposing force? It drives me crazy. But it is that opposing force. It is that discontent. It is that negative emotion that creates the catalyst for change.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to, yes, I love everything you've said here. It's a catalyst for change. And it just feels real to us. Sometimes stuff gets in the way and it hurts. So our stories, we like them when they feel real to us. And then it's the emotion. Yes, we're connected with each other then. Beautifully put, Wendy. What's your inspired action?
I had a question that I wanted to ask, so I'm going to post my question.
Fantastic. Love it. Thank you. We'll pick it up next time. And also, always, if you can post and tag and text me and I will go in there into Facebook to answer that. So remember, you don't have to wait till next time. And you can ask both ways, right? You can ask in Facebook. You can ask here. So many places to get your questions answered. I'm so glad that you focused on questions. That helps us move everything forward, right directly for you. Thank you. Jasmine, are you able to speak?
Yes. So my aha is two, actually. One is just the universe always conspires to support us. I have been working on pivoting for quite a bit, and I just decided on, exactly the direction I'm going to be going into last week. And that is just aligning so well with this series and this work. And then thinking about how the journey should be centered on them and their internal experience. I've been so caught up in worrying about, am I qualified enough to actually do diversity, equity, and inclusion consulting and coaching, that I have been, digging up past emails and things and tons of that. And so my inspired action is the CV I was planning on writing up about this stuff. I am instead just going to bullet point it, so that I have all of that and not spend the effort in trying to create an unnecessary document to prove to myself.
Fantastic. When I know what the point even is, when I know that's at the center of the story, it washes all that stuff away and I can get to the thing that I'm meant to be doing. It helps me be on point and on mission, doing the stuff that I'm meant to do on this planet. Thank you so much. No better place to end our call today. I know we went a little late. Thanks for those who are still here. Thanks for those who are listening in the recording. I'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow for yoga for entrepreneurs, and then Tuesday and then Thursday. Lots to serve and support you this week. Have a fantastic week, everybody. See y'all soon. Bye-bye for now.